Call the House Rules Committee to order at 4:03 on the 23rd. We're here to discuss one matter. It's House Bill 182. For the record, we have Representative Porter, Representative Williams, Representative Phillips, and myself present. We do have a quorum. We do have the bill's prime sponsor. Representative Williams, do you have your staff, or do you want to present the CS?
I will try to. On the committee substitute that you have before you on version H, we've been trying to work along with the administration and the Foresters of American Society of Forestry for the American Society of
American.
Society of American Forestry to come up with qualifications to be a forester, state forester. And when we pass this out of resources, we misunderstood the Society of American Foresters. And on page 1, line 11, we would like to change that to a bachelor or higher degree in the broad field of forestry. I'd like to add that. Alaska Horse Association agrees with this, and the administration agrees with it. The American Society of Forestry agrees with it.
Representative Porter.
Would that mean if you had a degree in the narrow field of forestry that you could qualify?
Well, that was where it was at one time. They narrowed it down a little bit more. They wanted to broaden it a little bit, and that's what we tried to do.
Does that mean that any kind of green will do?
Okay.
Basically
cover
yes.
Change.
Well, Mr. Chair, for the record, I think what I interpret this to mean is that this is an expansion of the previous bill's version, and that what we're saying is that a general degree in forestry is what's going to be required.
How about, Mr. Chairman, how about a degree in natural resources management? Would that, those kind of degrees?
A bachelor's degree in a broad field of forestry. What was the problem was that that we have in the original bill that was passed out of resources, it stated that the accredited by the Society of American Foresters, and we wanted to broaden even more so in the Society of American Foresters agreed with that. They wanted to take it out because the society may change its philosophy, so they wanted to make a broad field of forestry. As far as what that means, I think what I would like to think it means is that if you go to school and take a course in forestry, and also in the recommendations also you have to have at least 3 years of experience in forestry, so that helps a lot. I mean, in order to work in the forestry, you have to have some sort of background, and the way that it's written today is that you don't have to have a background in forestry. You can hire anyone that has a degree in resource management. If that means mining, fisheries, that's who you can hire. And we want to get it down to the broad field of forestry.
Representative Williams, I understand that, and if we for a moment, just remove the accreditation by the Society of American Foresters, what we have is then a broad degree of forestry versus a forestry-related program. Is it then true what Representative Porter said, that we are, in fact, expanding the opportunity?
I'm not sure.
Representative Porter.
Mr. Chairman, I think you could interpret this to mean that if the word forestry were not in the degree's title, that you might not be able to qualify. And I don't think that's what you're trying to say. If, as the speaker said, you had a degree in natural resource management with emphasis in forestry, and then 3 years of experience, I would guess that those folks would probably want to consider that person. But I think your suggestion, leaving a forestry or a related program, is better than broad field of forestry.
Forest-related program?
And not use the broad.
Yeah.
A forestry, a bachelor's or a higher degree in a forest-related program.
Period.
And period.
Period.
And the experience. Yeah.
And the experience.
Right.
Comma.
Okay.
I can agree with that. Yeah. Does that still capture the intent and would be supportive of the
I would foresters? Think so. I think it would be.
Yeah. I think that's cleaner and doesn't get into any sexual connotations. We'll talk about broads.
Well, we're not the record to make a comment, but
okay, well, I'll accept that amendment.
You don't want to limit this by 50% right away.
Then that would be offered as a friendly amendment.
Yes. That sounds good to me.
Okay, if somebody would move to adopt the CS then. Representative Porter.
Chairman, I would move that we adopt for working draft the CS version H. Henry dated 2/16/98 of HB 182.
There's a motion to adopt version H. Is there objection? Seeing none. We have before us.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to amend on page 1, line 11, to strike the broad field of forestry and insert in a forestry-related program, semicolon, and.
We have a conceptual amendment. Everybody understand it? Is there objection? Seeing or hearing none, that has been adopted. Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Porter.
Chairman, I would move that we move from committee CS for HB 182 as amended with individual recommendations.
Motion to move HB
fiscal notes as attached.
182 as amended with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Is there objection? Seeing or hearing none, it's gone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. There is no further business coming before this committee. Appreciate your attendance.